are back with Redskins Life. Stacy McGee, Redskins defensive lineman, Larry Michael, Redskins in Minnesota coming up on Sunday. And before we talk about the Vikings again, Jim Tomsula is the defensive line coach. Now, you might have been familiar with him in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
He was there at San Francisco. He had a reputation there. Now, what are some of the kind things you can say about Jim Tomsula?
Man, he's a great man. He's a great coach, a great husband, father, everything. But when it comes to football, he's a little crazy. And, you know, I actually met Jim. I call him Jim Tom. Yeah. I met him when I was coming out of college at the Combine. He was one of the D-line coaches that spoke with me. And he was at San Francisco. He said he was maybe going to draft me and called me on draft day. But I ended up getting a call from the Raiders and getting drafted by the Raiders. So, I mean, I've spoke with him before here. And when I got the call saying that they wanted to sign me here and he was going to be the coach, I was kind of excited because I kind of had a small history with him. So I feel like we can mesh well together.
I think the word real fits him.
Yeah.
Could you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, real. He tells his players the truth and everybody else that's around 100% of the time. He doesn't sugarcoat anything, and he teaches us the game. You know, it's more than just X's and O's. It's about knowing your opponent, knowing what's this. You know what I mean? He teaches you every little bit that you need to know. He really prepares us in a great way. I've never had a coach prepare me like he does before a game. So,
like what?
Like as far as knowing your opponent, knowing just knowing everything. Like his preparation for every game is phenomenal.
Now, he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
He is a tough guy. And he's a weightlifter. He's a power lifter. Maybe not as much as he used to be.
Yeah.
But he's a power lifter. But it sounds to me like the mind might be the most important thing for him to teach.
Yeah, the mind is. And, I mean, he pushes us, you know. He keeps us in the weight room grinding. I mean, but that's important to stay healthy and to, you know, get through your career, get through week to week. You got to be strong. You got to keep your muscles. You got to be in shape, really. And I'm pretty sure that's had a lot to do with the way we played this past weekend and being able to chase Wilson and, yeah, you know, get around like we did. And he's just, like I said, an all-around great coach. I mean, he teaches us great technique. You know, he says, let's keep it personal every day. Keep it personal.
Last thing on Tomsula, and I don't use this word a whole lot. I never use this word when I'm talking. I've been doing this a long time, but I think he loves his players.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I feel like he's very attached to all of his players in their own way, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he communicates and relates to all of us in different ways. And he treats us all equal, you know what I mean? It's like from the rookies to the 10-year vet, it's all the same. It's a level playing field. You get the same voice, you get the same. He doesn't treat a rookie like a rookie. He treats him like a veteran, which helps him with his confidence and helps him become a great player because he allows the veterans in the room to groom the rookies and make them better as well. So, you know, he kind of let his players take over the room and when it comes to, like, discipline, you should say. So I think he's a good coach with that because most coaches want to be in charge. They want to take over, you know what I mean? So
he's a good man.
Yeah, real good man.
He's a good man. All right, tomorrow we're going to wrap it up with Stacy. We're going to talk about his life off the field. That's next time on Redskins Life.